Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, good morning. Justin Hermes here with Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me again. It's been an exciting year here in Colorado Springs, and it's been such a pleasure to talk to many radio listeners and hear where you're at in your life, whether you're looking to invest in real estate or whether you're looking to sell and liquidate, like my father's doing. He's 73 and he's looking to liquidate, you know, some of his assets. And there's others who are younger or maybe even the same age, and they have a different plan, a different approach. And it's been an honor to walk you guys through the steps and make sure you're successful when it comes to your real estate portfolio, because that's what you have to understand is really most realtors, they just buy and sell. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and they have their niches, certain areas, you know, certain neighborhoods. Last year, I sold 80 homes throughout all of Colorado Springs. So I know every single area. And that's what's very important is I'm not trying to just focus on Meridian Ranch or just focus on Banning Lewis. I pick out the pockets that have the best appreciation and the best rent numbers. And we do property management. So that's the beauty of it is I know the numbers well. We can handle your assets for you. And we can really help you invest in this real estate market and do it well. And that's what's important. And we're going to talk about today is things to know as a landlord. That's the title of today's show is things to know as a landlord. And when you work with us, we bring you through it step by step. It's a learning process and we have the heart of a teacher. And we really help you understand real estate investing and make sure you're successful. Because unfortunately, in this market, you can't just go out and buy a random property and you make a bad decision, it can really cost you financially. So you have to make sure who you're working with has your best interest at mind and knows the market well. So call me, Justin Hermes, Remax Properties. I'm a native. I've been doing this a long time. My dad's been doing it for 30 years. I've grown up here my whole life. My cell phone number is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. So I talked a little long there, so we're just going to roll over the good, the bad. We always talk about what's going on here in Colorado Springs. We're going to push that to the next segment, and we're going to talk a little numbers about what the market is doing. And then we're going to get into my list, 1 through 20, things to know as a landlord, very important things. So make sure you stay tuned through this whole episode. We got no guests coming on, and we're just going to focus on the top 20 things to know as a landlord. It's going to be a very exciting episode. If you have questions in the meantime, feel free to call at 232-1063 and stick around and listen to our sponsors. And you're listening to Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio, Real Estate Realities.
Well, changing the weather, changing the sea. Come back, baby, you'll find a change in me. Everybody, they ought to change sometime.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
Money, 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 money. All right, folks, welcome back. We're pushing over here, the good, the bad. I got on a rant at the beginning there, and I just wanted to kind of go over an overview and get in depth on what we're talking about today, because the show title is Things to Know as a Landlord. That's right, the top 20 things to know as a landlord. I own 22 units of real estate myself, and we manage 110 for investors, and they're all doing quite well because we know how to enter this market properly. We know the steps. We have the proven success track record, not only personally, but with our investors as well. So if you want to get into investment properties, people say, this market's tough, you can't do it. Well, we're still accomplishing it. We're still helping people acquire great assets. Feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. And you just have to keep in mind, you really have to listen. You have to be willing to have those heart-to-heart teacher moments where you really just trust me and you say, Justin, we trust you because you got a proven success record and we're going to listen to you and what you say. And if it means getting creative in this market and having to tackle things a different way, we're going to do it. And that's what it takes because there's a lot of people out there who don't want to put in the hard work or get creative. And they go, I want this and this only, and I want my house at $250,000, and I want it with granite, and I want this floor plan. Well, sorry, folks, this isn't the market for you, okay? Can I find you numbers where the rental income's great? Yes, I can do it. You have to get creative. You may have to look at multifamily. You have to maybe look at different areas of town. So you have to be flexible. That's the biggest thing I want you to think about in this market, okay? So we're going to jump into the good. The good is on Tejon and Castilla. I'm sure you've seen that construction going on down there. That south end of Tejon is just totally revitalized. It's great to see. And what I want to tell you is that 8-story Marriott is going to be fantastic. So if you haven't seen it, drive down there to Tejon and Castilla and take a look at that project. It's going to go up fast, and it's an 8-story Marriott. It's one of the major four coming to downtown. You've heard me talk about it before. We've known about these for a while, but to see it is going to be great. And that's a hot area, folks. That's where you should be looking, you know, really is one of the areas to invest. That's down by 502 Streetcar, down by Cork and Cass, DeSanto's, Denver Biscuits. So it has a lot of growth. I picked up a property there last year just for that reason, and it sat on the market for 30 days. So it's not like I got an off-market deal that, you know, you could have not gotten as the consumer, but it takes the vision. It takes the knowing of that soccer stadium going in 2 blocks away and how the area is going to be revitalized. And that's what I can do for you in other areas, like the North Nevada rehab project that people don't know about. You know, the Air Force Visitor Center that a lot of people just, you know, are not aware of. The Amazon warehouse, they haven't really announced it yet, but I know that thing's going in out there by the airport. It's going to be a massive warehouse, and that's why I sold a bunch of properties off South Powers there. And that's why I'm big on the Platte Powers area, is because, you know, they're going to get the Space Force out there. There's no doubt about it. They're going to get the Space Force, and that area is going to develop a lot out by Schriever and Peterson. And you have the Westgate retail project going on there as well. So a lot of good. The bad really is, we got to push our city to expand public transportation. That's the biggest thing. It's very important. You know, in this city, we're growing at such a fast pace, and we see the homes coming up, and the growth is great, but we got to hold our city accountable. You know, and we have to have transportation that's acceptable to millennials. You saw John Southers talk about the bike lanes, and you may argue maybe they weren't put in great and they could be better, but we do need public transportation. We need bike lanes. We need to expand that bus route, because it's very vital for the city of Colorado Springs to expand our roads as well, right? I mean, we really need an east-to-west transformation. That Martin Luther King bypass just kind of drops off right as you get into the southeast area there. Instead of expanding past Academy, we need a major bloodline getting east and west. So there's a lot of things that concern me that we really need to make sure our city officials know, and we hold them accountable to help the transportation here as we grow, because we're growing fast. And by 2050, we're going to double in size. So we need to make sure we can accept the growth. Very, very, very important. If you have questions on any of the things I mentioned, the projects, feel free to call me at 232-1063. So we're going to take a look at our market here, a little market update, what's going on, before we jump into my top 20 things to know as a landlord. So when we look at it here as the market overall, homes available to purchase, that means homes that are currently have a builder permit pulled on them, they're available for you to go write a contract on. We're looking at 1,635 homes available for purchase right now. Now we're talking just El Paso County here, folks. Built homes, we're looking at 1,234, all right? So 1,234 homes you could, if you had cash and you had to move in a day or two, that's how many are available for you, okay? 1,234, and historically we've seen that number almost double. Last year we saw double. The inventory really picked up towards the end of July, and there's a lot of radio listeners I've talked to who said, you know, maybe we need to hold off a couple weeks, wait till July, fall. Might get a sense of the market when it gets a little tight. We still come across some good deals. We just don't come across as many. So I really tell people, hang in there, wait, and I'll let you know when we start to see an opening and we can make sure we get you a good buy on that investment property. Single family below 300,000 on the market, we got 183. So pretty low, and we're starting to see that gridlock because people don't feel like they can move because they can't really improve their position by buying 400, 450,000 because that market is still tough. They can't get what they really need to upsize, or they're maybe trying to downsize into a townhouse or condo. We talked about this on the generational battle episode, and we got the baby boomers battling with the millennials because they're trying to downsize into the condos and townhouses. And when I say this stat, you'll really see it. There's only 46 condos available on the market right now in El Paso County, and there's only 51 townhomes. So, folks, we're not even over 100 there. When we talk about condos and townhouses, that's going to be in great demand as we see these baby boomers really want to get into some low-maintenance living, and the millennials who are just trying to enter the market in that $200,000 price point and get their feet wet, okay? We only have 21 patio homes on the market as well. So, boy, if I was a builder, I'd be looking at, you know, really entering this market hard. Condos, townhouses, and patio homes, because that's going to be a great demand. If you missed that episode, The Generational Battle, tune into KRDO News Radio. You can pull up the past episodes. And I would really, really suggest you to listen to that because it really describes what we're going to be going through here as we go through the next 10 years. We need more affordable housing in El Paso County. So we go over these stats. We need more affordable housing. That's the big outcome from it. And that's why I gave a big shout out to Challenger Homes, Patriot Park, because I like the area. I already mentioned it. Shriver, Peterson, the Space Force going in over there. And it's affordable. I mean, you're talking homes at $275,000, $280,000, Patriot Park, South Powers. That to me is one, and I don't push new builds. You know, I don't sell a lot of new builds, but that is one area where I go, woo, for value on a new build, that's a great area. All right, folks, so we're going to get into my list now. The top 20 items. I know you guys have been waiting. Come on, Justin, stop blabbing. We want to hear the top 20 things of being a landlord. So we're going to get in the nitty gritty here. We're probably only going to get through one, two, three, maybe five, and then we'll finish out the rest of them on the last 10-minute segment. So hang with me here. A lot of good information, okay? So number one, what I want to tell you, things to know is being a landlord are things really you need to know even before you become one, right? If you have aspirations to become a landlord, here's number one. Number one, the numbers have to work. I tell people this all the time. You make your money on the buy. You don't make your money when you sell. You don't make your money on the rent over time. You make it when you buy. It's when you enter the market, you got to buy right. We also talk about, you know, when you're buying, having the triple threat. The two most important things really is long-term appreciation and the ability to have a long-term rental that is going to have rental increases in rates and the area is going to be good. And I say still the VRBO, having that option, that's why I call it the triple threat, but that's the least important one out of them all. I still like to throw it in there because it is a nice option for you to improve a little bit more on the income you're bringing in. And location is key, folks. That's part of number one. So take that away. Numbers have to work. The location is key. That's part of the numbers working there. So you got to look at the long-term rent, long-term appreciation, and then we talked about least important having that VRBO segment available to you as well. So when you're looking at the numbers working, you got to work with somebody who does property management. They own investment properties. If you're working with a realtor who doesn't own investment properties, that's a big red flag to me. So call me right now. This is what I specialize in. I help people all the time create passive income. My phone number is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. I will change your life by creating a very solid real estate investment portfolio for you where you can create that passive income. Okay, number two here, make sure you have a good partnership and game plan, okay? Some of you invest with a partner, and that's totally fine. You know, that's a great way to get in the game. Some of you just are investing with your spouse. Well, you need to make sure you still sit down, or you're investing with a brother or a sister or just good friends. You need to make sure you sit down and you outline your goals and say, this is really what I'm looking at. Am I a long-term hold guy, have as a rental forever or 20 years and then sell? You want your goals to align with the people you're investing with. So you're not just throwing darts at a board, right? Oh, look, here's this deal. Oh, here's this deal. Then all of a sudden you get into it and 5 years later they go, well, I really want to sell. Well, what do you mean you want to sell? I want to hold. Well, you never talked about it, okay? So make sure you have that game plan, okay? Number three, pick the right lender. You know, I work with Jay at Churchill. They do the investment stuff. Jay owns investment properties. They understand the numbers, and that's why I really think you got to go with a lender who knows investment properties. That's why Jay's great over there at Churchill. I've helped him buy several investment properties as well, because you got to look at then, is a 30-year mortgage the best? Is a 15-year mortgage the best? Should I buy it cash, then refinance it? Should I buy some points down, right? Then you got to look at how long are you going to hold this property? Is it worth buying some points down to get a better interest rate? At what point does that break even for you over time? And then, of course, I talk about it always, get fully underwritten so you're like cash, because when we get these deals that come across our plate, sometimes it's a one-day deal and you got to invest right away. I say, listen, this deal's going to be gone tomorrow. You have to take it today. And if you're not fully underwritten or competing against cash, it is really, really going to hurt you when it comes to making that fast decision and being the winner. So a lot of good information here. We're going to run through the rest of them here on the next segment. If you have any questions about what I'm talking about, feel free to call me, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality, 719-232-1063. Or you can shoot me an email at justin.hermes@wesellmore.net and our website, thehermesteam.net. You're listening to Real Estate Realities here on Cardio News Radio. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Stick around for our final segment. Relax.
Work. Cause it's light work. What you gonna do? I'ma throw shapes, filling the bass to my feet. Hurt.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes. What you gonna do?
All right, folks, here we go. We're busting into our last segment here, Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes on Cardio News Radio. We're going to pick it right back up. We're into item number four here, and that is buying a house with untapped equity. You should be out there buying stuff that's already been flipped. It's already been touched. It's too nice. It's overimproved for the area. It's got granite, all the bells and whistles. You want to buy something that has untapped equity that you can really still take advantage of. You want to have something where you can maybe finish the basement, expand the property out a little more, make small improvements that are going to really help you get a better rental rate. Like, don't focus on lawns. That's just an example. I really look at lawns when they're beat up and I go, great, on the front lawn I want to have nice because I do want to make sure that neighborhood value stays well and I'm being a good landlord. But in the back, I'm going to xeriscape it or maybe xeriscape some of the front, because let me tell you, folks, tenants don't water. They're paying that water bill. They really do not water it like you would owning it as your own personal primary residence, okay? So keep that in mind. Buy a house with untapped equity. And then also get your timeline right. We're heading into number five here, and that's getting the timeline right, okay? The high rental times, you know, we really see that between March and August. And what I tell people is we get a lot of good deals in the fall. There's no doubt about it. I get a lot of my, you know, best buys have been in the fall. But what I tell you is, you know, say you close in November, get an 18-month lease, and you may get a little less rent because it's winter, but get an 18-month lease, or maybe a 6-month. I really prefer an 18-month. And then you can then get it in that primary rental time. So that's very important, getting on the right timeline. And then look at deals also that are already rented, stuff that's already occupied by a renter, because then you're weeding out all the owner-occupied buyers from the competition, okay? Number six here, make sure you're screening your tenants. Full background, income check, past landlords. We want to see 3 times the amount of income as what the rent is. And folks, no cats. I've seen cats destroy properties. We're not big on them at all. So sorry to all you cat lovers. And dogs, case by case on the dogs. I have some dogs in my units and I'm not against them, but I've seen some cats do horrible things. So obviously, if you hire us out as your property managers, you can do that. We're fantastic. Call me at 232-1063. And then we handle all of this for you. That's really the best route to go. Some people are young and energetic and I can help them through the process of managing on their own. Other people say, just and if we buy through you, you're going to manage it 7%. It makes no sense to try to do this on my own. There's a case for both sides. Number seven, set high expectations. When you turn over that property to your tenant, it needs to be professionally clean, carpets clean, no withstanding maintenance items. I'm old school. How you hand over a property sets the impression right from the get-go. That's how they will treat it. And if you hand it over and it's in a poor state, that's how you're going to get it back or worse. Okay, so first impressions are very important. That's why every time a tenant leaves, we make sure the carpets are professionally clean, the house professionally clean, and we do a check-in, check-out, and everything looks fantastic. And that just goes right into number eight. Get on maintenance items fast. I was coming in the studio. I got a call from one of my renters, had an electrical problem. Boom, I called my electrician right away. He's there today. Okay, that's very important. You have to show respect to your tenants. The same thing as we talked about first impressions is making sure that they're a priority to you, okay? Because that's how they're going to have the respect towards your house, all right? Now, as we go into number 9, maintain a professional barrier between tenant and landlord. If you get buddy-buddy, all of a sudden they're asking you for rent breaks, they're paying rent late. You really want to make sure you keep that professional barrier between tenant and landlord. And to do that, the best way is really to buy through us and we'll manage it at 7%. Or if you haven't bought through us, that's fine. We'll manage it at 10%. But we make sure that professional barrier is there. Okay, let's hit number 10 now. Have reserve funds. Make sure you have a separate bank account set up for the properties. Have them in an LLC. Make sure you have the proper insurance. I have a $3 million blanket policy over all my properties. That's very important. You can even look at possibly having home warranties if you don't have a lot of reserve funds built up. But you have to expect the worst. That's part of being a landlord. Number 11, do a move-in checklist. Every time someone moves in, you do a checklist of the property. That way, when you move out, you're able to have that checklist there, and you know what items you can account for security deposit. And we talked about requiring to have the house professionally clean and the carpets done. We jump into 12 here. Budget for new paint and carpet every 8 to 9 years, folks. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Plan on new paint and carpet every 8 to 9 years, and a hot water heater, plan on about 15 years. Your furnace, about 20. But a lot of people don't think about paint and carpet. Yes, you need to do that and keep the integrity of the property where it needs to be. Okay, here's another thing. 13, don't include washer and dryer. Or if you have them included, have them as a bonus item. Say, hey, if they break, it's on you to get them fixed, because having a washer dryer is like two extra fridges in the house, and that's just more things to break and more things to come back on you, okay? And people are going to wear and tear those up pretty hard as well. So two less appliances, something great to think about. Number 14, make sure you do your walkthrough 1 to 2 times a year, all right? Now, I heard of a property management company, won't name the name, but they said they're doing a walkthrough every month. And I said, oh boy, if you're doing a walkthrough every month, I don't know why you put those tenants in there in the first place. And that's just going to scare away the tenants. I think that's a terrible idea. So your walkthroughs, really, 1 to 2 times a year is all. You do a drive-by, check the lawn, that's fine. But don't get overly aggressive, because that will scare a tenant away, okay? And if you're doing a proper screening up front, you should have a great tenant and you shouldn't have to worry about doing too many walkthroughs. Number 15, give your info to neighbors, right? Those are your eyes and ears. We can't see the property every day. I always hand my cards out to the neighbors and I say, hey, if there's an issue you see, please call me. I want to make sure I keep this neighborhood in great shape and really respect the other homeowners in the area. And number 16, don't invest in renovations that won't give you the rent increase. I had one of my good buddies, he did replumb the whole house because some plumber came in and said the polybutylene's going to break and leak everywhere. A lot of homes have polybutylene and it's not going to be an issue. He spent $7,000 and that's no increase in rent. So be careful what you're spending your money on as far as renovations. Call me if you have questions on what you should be doing to really increase your rent. My number's 232-1063. We're jumping into 17 now. Find different ways to collect rent. People can obviously pay rent in person. They can do check. Direct deposit, I'm a big fan of. And now I'm really a big fan of Venmo and Square, because now they're not late to me on rent because they can put it on a credit card. If you provide these different venues, it makes it much easier for your tenants to not have excuses on why rent may be late. Number 18, keep a good tenant over gouging the rent. All right, a rent increase may not even cover your month vacancy. Okay, so say you're at a $1,200 a month and you go, I'm going to bump it another $100, and it sits vacant for a month and it was a really good tenant. Boy, I think that's a pretty poor decision. It makes no sense. It all depends on the tenant, though. I'm going to tell you that. It depends on the tenant. Everything's case by case. But the biggest thing to focus on from number 18 is keep a good tenant over just focusing on rent. Number 19, have that mutual respect. All right, keep the property nice, keep it maintained, and know that, you know, a family's living here or a couple's living here, or even if it's a single individual, and you want to make sure you treat them properly and make sure the maintenance items are taken care of and it looks nice and you're keeping up with the property and you're not considered a slumlord, okay? Number 20, make sure You can give back when you become financially sound, okay? That's the biggest thing, folks. You get to a point where you're financially sound, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I've worked with the VA before. Now I'm talking with Oxford House about turning one of my homes into a halfway house for recovering drug addicts here in the Springs. And to me, that's what life's all about, is getting to the point where you can give abundantly. And that's the beauty through real estate, is getting to the point where you can help those in need and use the gifts God's given you, right, to help other people. Not everyone's going to own a property. That's just the way it is. There's some people who will rent for their whole lives, and they're God's children too, right? I mean, we have to love them. And that's the great thing is you're an owner, and you can make sure that they're treated fairly and with respect, okay? So make sure you give me a call if you had any questions. My number is 719-232-1063. If you missed any of those bullet points, feel free to reach out. And remember, folks, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, your relationships, having that peace of mind, and using the gifts God's given you. Thanks for joining me on another show here at Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes. Hope you have a great Sunday. Take care.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can even slow down. We don't have to.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house.
We're all here and you know that you want to stay.